Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's so many people that are just soulically so needy. You can hear it in the tone of their voice. Just saying hi. How you doing? Hi. I've gotten it so much, it just makes me want to run away.
Yeah, right.
What are they? What they want something from you. Hear from God for me. Bless me. Do something for me. Well, if you just got saved last week, I can understand that. You're a baby. You need some help. You need us to pray for you and help you learn the voice of the Lord. But we've got folks been doing that for 10 years and 20 years and 30 years and 40 years and don't want to change. But not this church. I said, not this church. No, no, we believe this. We believe in being perfected. And in growing up, look at it. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. In other words, the saints perfected so they can do the work of the ministry. The fivefold ministry can't do all the work of the ministry worldwide. They can't touch it. It's going to take the whole body. For the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. What do you look like when you grow up? Just like the Christ, the anointed one. That we henceforth be no more children. It's not okay to be children perpetually. Grow up so that we're no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Said out loud, that we may grow up. That we may grow up. Look at your neighbor and say, grow up. Now tell them, okay. All right. Now, if you think you don't need to grow up, that's one of the surest signs that you're one of the biggest babies here. No, like my father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, said so frequently, he said, the more you learn, the less you see you know. And the more you develop, you see, man, boy, I got more room to develop. I need to develop a lot more than what I thought I did. And so that should be happening with us. We should be developing. Well, go with me again to 1 Corinthians 13, please. And let's continue with something we were talking about in our last part of this. 1 Corinthians 13. How do we grow up? Well, we see something right there. Speaking the truth in love, he said, you'll grow up. Do your words matter? He said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the what? Of the word. What's going to help you to grow up? You need to be fed the word, and you need to speak the word, and you need to do the word. In the natural, little ones, if they're fed and they get exercise, they're going to grow. They're going to develop naturally, physically. They'll go ahead and grow and mature like they're supposed to until they reach the end of their growth. Spiritually, that's true as well. Well, 1 Corinthians 13, we noticed this, but I want us to go further into it. 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. He said, when I was a child. So what does that mean? He's no longer a child. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. What's one of the primary ways you can tell somebody is immature and undeveloped? How they talk. They might try to look mature, but when they open their mouth, they're going to spill the beans. You're going to find out. The Bible said even a fool is counted wise if he keeps his mouth shut. That's right. Sometimes people thought that you were silly and dumb, but they didn't know until you opened your mouth. Then they thought, that's what I thought. So the prudent course of action many times would be to be quiet. I know Brother Hagin also said this many times. He said, you already know what you know. He said, so you learn more by listening than talking. Because you already know what you know. And if you're talking, you're going to be talking about something you know. And you already know that. But the problem is many times people are not wanting to learn. They're just wanting you to listen. Good, really good listeners and hearers are not as common as they should be. A lot of times people, even if they quit talking, they're not listening. They're just loading their guns behind their back until you'll quit talking so they can come out blazing and tell you what they want to say. And then people don't want to learn. They want you to listen to what I got to say and want to impress you and all that stuff. That is a sure indicator of a baby. Immature. A wise person, a maturing person, does not just run their mouth. They don't just think something and it comes out their mouth. They don't just feel something and say it. A maturing person spiritually is learning the value of words. They're learning that's how God has created everything we see. Is He chose words and put His faith into it and released it and created. And we are created in His likeness and image. And we're told to imitate Him as dear children. And when you begin to choose words on purpose, and don't just say something because that's how you feel. That's being a baby. That's just like, you know, when babies are uncomfortable, what do? You see it coming. And why? They don't care if it bugs you. They don't care what's going on. All they know is they don't feel comfortable. So they're going to let everybody know it. Spiritually, same thing. They don't like something. They don't feel good. They're aggravated. They're upset. It's going to come out of their mouth. Spiritual people don't do that. People that are growing up don't do that. They decide what they're going to say, and it may be completely different from how they feel. But they say something to accomplish something. They use their words as tools. They do not vent. You know what I mean by that? They do not mouth off and just, you know, talk. You have to watch about just chatting. What if everything that came out of your mouth came to pass in your life? What if the power of God was turned up on your words to the point that everything that came out of your mouth happened? Well, you can see why it's not that way with a lot of folks. He said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, how many have a vision of growing up spiritually? Becoming a spiritual, mature one. When I became a man, I put away childish things. I put it away. As you're growing up and developing, are there going to be some changes in you? Yes, there are. Are there going to be some changes in the way you think? The way you see things, the way you talk? If we're growing up, we're not going to be the same as we were 5 years ago. We're growing up, our perspective is changing. Our words are changing. Our ways are changing. He said, when I grew up, one translation says, I put away my childish ways. Now, last Sunday we talked about childish ways. Among them, children are undisciplined. They are not self-disciplined. That's why they need parents. Because they'll, you know, they won't eat the right thing. They won't get up when they should. They won't go to bed when they should. They'll do stuff, you know, they'll spend all their time playing. They're not self-disciplined and they're not self-motivated. That's why they need parents. As you grow up, and listen, I know Phyllis one time was interviewing somebody for a job at the place she worked prior to being in the ministry full time. And she wanted to know why they had left their last job. And she actually called the former employer and they said, well, you know, they'd show up. They're supposed to be here at 8 and they'd show up at noon. And so she asked her about, you know, what happened? And she said, well, she wanted her to pray for her. Because she had a spirit of slumber. And want her to, you know, cast that out of her. Spirit of slumber. And so she began to ask her, you know, well, and I've had people tell me the same thing in ministry, you know. Just not get up. And, you know, there's a lot of people that should be in church right now this morning. And just not. Why? And they'd tell you, well, I just couldn't get up. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just couldn't get up. One person was telling me, would you pray for me, Brother Keith? I don't want to miss church. I don't want to miss church. But I just, next thing I know, it's 11 o'clock and I'm not ready. I said, well, they said, would you pray? I said, well, before we pray, I said, what time did you go to bed? They looked at me like I slapped them. I'm like, what did that have to do with it? I said, well, what time did you go to bed Saturday night? Well, it was kind of late. I said, how late? Well, they didn't want to talk about this. They said, oh, it was after midnight. How much after midnight? Oh, 3 o'clock. So you were studying and praying until 3 in the morning, Saturday night? No, not really, Brother Keith. What were you doing? Had something you had to do. Watching TV. Probably some dumb stuff you shouldn't have been watching at all. I said, well, before we spend any time praying and fasting over this, next weekend, Saturday night, you go to bed at 8:30. Just turn everything off. No TV, no radio, just go to bed. I don't care if you don't go to sleep, just go to bed and see if you can believe God to get up in time to go to church Sunday morning. People want to blame it on the devil and spiritual things. It's just flesh. And that's being a baby.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603F. That's R1603F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.